Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. Well, it's a Friday, so it's a shorter episode, and today is a special of specials. Now, you know how much I love the Hay Festival, and we have the winter weekend coming up soon, the winter version of the Hay Festival at the end of November. So I thought we have to hear more about it. We have to hear who's going to be there, what's going to happen, what to expect. And so I'm delighted to have Heather Salisbury, who's the programme manager at the Hay Festival. So let's go and talk to Heather now. It is my huge pleasure to welcome to the podcast today Heather Salisbury, programme manager of the Hay Festival, to talk all about the wonderful winter weekend that's coming up soon. Heather, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is a very special day because today booking opens for tickets. So people need to listen to this episode and then immediately rush to a screen of their choosing and start booking tickets. So it's a good time for us to be talking. Let's start with the real basics. What makes the winter weekend so special, do you think?
It's a more intimate festive treat that we have. It's like the little sister of our spring festival. It runs over 4 days, a month before Christmas, and it's dotted around the town. So we're, rather than being out in Derry Meadows, which is just on the outskirts of Hay in the spring, we're dotted around different venues in town. So everybody comes together. There's beautiful moments like the lights switch on at the beginning of the weekend, and the town collaborates with us, and we bring one of our speakers to turn the lights on Friday night, which is a huge community moment. Last year, Michael Morpurgo switched the lights on. It was just an absolute joy. In the past, we've had Miriam Margolyes, Matt Lucas, Kate Humble. It's just a lot of fun. And if you find the crowds overwhelming in the spring, or you want a more intimate time and a more festive community feel, then winter weekend is the perfect time to have an introduction to Hay Festival.
It just feels magical. It's amazing how two events run in the same location can be so different, yet they are.
They are. I've worked at Hay for a long time, and although it's incredible, the spring festival, you don't have a minute to breathe. It's just you're constantly on the go. And winter weekend, it's a smaller team and everybody mucks in. You might be helping to serve tea in the green room, or you might be jumping in a car and going picking up someone from the station. Everybody sort of mucks in and does everything, but it's so much fun. You get to have it. It's a real buzz. And the audiences get a really up close and personal experience with some of their favourite authors.
And it's fair to say as well that the winter weekend has evolved. I remember years ago, you'd have to go with many layers ready to try to keep warm in the events. But now you have all the things. You have heating. You don't need to come prepared.
It is. It's quite extraordinary. I mean, we have a fantastic site team and technology has come so far where we can be out in a car park or at the bottom of the field outside of the school. And even though we're in a marquee, we can manage to keep it relatively warm and toasty. I'd still say you do need to wear a few layers just to be safe. But no, it's all mulled wine and mince pies. So plenty to keep going.
Oh, I'm already excited about going this year. Let's talk about the content, because you tend to break it down into different themes. Is that right?
We do. We have a lot of themes that run through the spring programme, and those do sort of feed into our winter weekend. So this year we had Thinkers in Residence, back in the spring who all brought their different sessions. So David Olusoga, we had Laura Bates, Will Gompertz and Charlotte Williams. And they, Charlotte unfortunately can't make the winter weekend, but Laura, David and Will will be doing a panel session. So that's feeding on from what they shared and what they discovered and discussed at the Spring Festival. And then we've got all sorts, it's sort of like a condensed version of everything that you might find at our 11-day Mammoth Festival in the spring. There's a little bit of something, there's fiction, nonfiction. We've got an amazing event with the Booker shortlist coming to speak on Friday, the 24th of November. We've got some amazing Welsh speakers. We've got Miranda Oldhouse Green coming to talk about enchanted Wales. And we know that there are some incredible myths and legends in Wales. And so to take part in that event with her is Daniel Morden, who's been to Hay many times and is the most incredible storyteller. So he'll be there in St. Mary's Church with Miranda, bringing to life some of those wonderful Welsh myths.
Right. And just as with the Spring Hay Festival, you've got some names that are very well known. You've got Stephen Fry, Hugh Bonneville, but also you've got less well-known authors that are equally just as important to go and see. And I think it's that variety, that sort of Christmas pudding of different elements and different ingredients that make it what it is.
Absolutely. And there really is something for everybody. So if you want to be listening to Stephen Fry and his new Mythos Illustrated book, he'll be closing the festival, which of course, as our festival president, we're delighted by. And he was away in Australia in the spring, so we've missed him this year and look forward to seeing him for winter weekend. But you're right, we have lesser known, we have smaller, interesting on all topics. So we've got up and coming, we've got Kim Sherwood coming back, talking about her new novel. She's the first female James Bond official writer, and she's going to be talking espionage with Ava Glass, which is one I'm super excited about. Yeah, there really is something for everybody.
And you've got politics. It's not just about, as you've said already, it's not just about fiction. There's so many topics that you can learn about.
Absolutely. Especially with the election kind of looming, we're really covering politics, and we've got some incredible MPs coming to talk. We've got Chris Bryant paired with Dominic Grieve on the first Friday, and we've got Rachel Reeves with her new book, and she's potentially going to be the first female chancellor in 800 years next year. So we're quite delighted that she's got time to come and visit us in Hay. And then we've got Lisa Nandy talking to Gavin Essler on the Saturday, and then the brilliant James O'Brien, who is always a firm festival favourite. He'll be here on the Sunday talking about how we might fix Britain.
And I always say that the Hay Festival, for me, it's like taking the top of my head off and cleaning my brain out, and I have fresh thoughts and fresh ideas. It's just a wonderful, uplifting time. Do you try and make every winter weekend different?
We do. We work closely with the publishing industry, so we are working with new publications and authors who are out on tour. But also winter weekend, and particularly Hay, it's such a unique place. It's such a small town on the border of Wales. We have something that's always a sellout event is Father Richard, who is the priest for St. Mary's Church in Hay, and he's also a trained professional musician. And so he plays the organ and he does these silent movies. And it just wouldn't be a winter weekend without Father Richard and a silent film, which is extraordinary. He's quite a performer, and he's doing The Hunchback of Notre Dame this year. So very unique, absolutely incredible. But I'd recommend getting your tickets quickly because it's very popular.
And I think it's fair to say that for every event. Last year, the tickets seemed to go but so quickly. It really is a case of people booking it today. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, the winter weekend is certainly growing in popularity. And since everybody's feeling more confident and coming out of the pandemic, people are really keen. It's a great time of year as well to go out and enjoy yourself, pick up some books from our fantastic bookshop, some signed copies, great Christmas presents. Yes, I would recommend not delaying.
So what would you say is your favourite moment typically of the winter weekend, from the minute it opens to the minute it closes?
I've got young children, so I think for me a highlight is definitely the light switch on. It's very special, and it's not just a Hay Festival moment, it's a Hay on Wye moment. It's a real community everybody comes together. Last year, there were steam engines turning up. Father Christmas made an appearance. The community choir sing carols. The school children sing. It's very special and really brings everybody together. But also, it's not all about books. As we know, Hay has more to offer. And we've got comedy with Reginald D. Hunter, who is one of my favorite comedians. It's certainly not for the faint-hearted. It's definitely got an 18-plus age advisory. But he's going to be bringing his new show to us on Saturday evening. So, you know, if you're up for a good giggle, come and join us for Reg.
Are there any other events that we should be really looking out for, Heather?
A couple that really stand out to me is the Rugby World Cup is happening this autumn. So we've got Welsh rugby superstar and referee Nigel Owens, well known in the Welsh rugby scene, and he's coming to talk to us about his memoir. So really excited to hear his take on how the World Cup went, and obviously the Wales team, we're all rooting for them. And then another event entirely different to rugby is Susie Dent, and she's paired with Sarah Ogilvy, and they are talking to Stephen Fry. So the three of them, I think, is just going to be pure Hay Festival magic. Can't wait.
Neither can I. What other tickets should we be booking as we go on? There must be some other events. Tell us more.
We have, obviously, Hay Festival does a lot around sustainability and nature. And so Kate Humble's coming back. And we have the fantastic Hamza Yassin, who many might know as the winner of Strictly last year. But also, so he is talking about his new book about being a birder, but he's also Ranger Hamza, if anybody watches CBeebies. So he's going to be doing Go For A Walk with Ranger Hamza. So for the younger audiences, there's some very exciting opportunities there.
Just the wealth of different subjects and different people appearing is incredible. You've done well, Heather. Well done. It's really hard because you've worked at the Hay Festivals for some time now. How do you decide who you're going to invite each time? Because there's so many to choose from.
Oh, Philippa, it's so hard. It sort of breaks my heart that we can't have everybody and all of the incredible speakers that we'd love to have. So we're looking for the balance, for inclusion. We really want to offer something to everybody. So we start with publisher meetings and we take submissions from anybody who'd like to offer a submission. And we just begin to build. We're already starting on Hay 2024. So we're having those meetings early on and it just begins to take shape. It's quite a daunting process because you sort of think, how on earth could we possibly top this year, for example? What's going to come through? Where are we going to go from here? But it's in an ever-evolving world, there's so much to discuss. And yes, there will be some incredible things coming in, no doubt.
Do you ever get it where you think you've got it all organised and then you find out you can fit in one more person that you really want to book, but they can only do a time on a different day and then everything else has to be rejiggled?
100%. And it's this most enormous jigsaw puzzle, which partly suits my character and I love it and putting all of those pieces together, but also it's a logistical nightmare. And you, and like you said, somebody's availability doesn't match or someone changes or pulls out or can't make that day. And to move all of the different pieces, and just when you think you've got it all perfect and everything's in place, something happens to kind of throw it out again. So it's ever evolving, but it does somehow all come together. Even in the spring this year, just with cancellations and a science author couldn't make it very last minute. And I didn't want to lose that audience who booked tickets and we didn't want them to be disappointed. And so we were trying to do a last minute replacement. And I was on the phone to Robin Ince, who was on the train just pulling into Hereford Station. He was coming anyway and saying, do you fancy doing another event? But it's tomorrow morning. And luckily, we have all of these incredible artists coming through. And he went, yeah, great, I'm up for it. I wasn't what people had bought a ticket for, but we let them know and they came in and they had a blast. He was absolutely fantastic. So sometimes it's unexpected, but it all comes together.
And I do have to say, I think any person that appears at Hay, they're nice people. They're very down to earth. In the summer, I was just walking along the road. There was Margaret Atwood, Rob Delaney, and they're They're just nice people. Hay seems to sprinkle its magic everywhere.
It's a very warm and welcoming atmosphere, and we're incredibly lucky year on year. You're right, Rob Delaney and Margaret Atwood, they were quite late turning up for their event this year. That was one of my favourite. It was an incredibly special event. But they decided to just stroll down with the crowds, and so sort of had to go and pull them out of a long queue coming through security and go, come along, I'm glad you're having a nice chat, and sort of seeing the audiences as they come in and everything, but we must get you backstage. It's great. It's, you never know who you're going to bump into in Hay.
Yeah. So who would you say is your secret weapon this time? Which one do you think people might not, it might not jump out at them, but they're going to really enjoy the session?
Oh, it's a good one. One that I'm really looking forward to, and I think slightly unusual, is Oz Clark's coming back to Hay, and he's going to be doing wine. So he's talking about wine, but also we're tying in with a wonderful local wine merchant, Tanner's. So you get a glass of wine on arrival. It's in St. Mary's Church again, which is just the most beautiful venue. And then after the event, there'll not only be a book signing, but Tanner's will be supplying all of the wines that Oz has been talking about during the session. So you could buy a glass, you could take bottles home for Christmas presents. It will be a lot of fun, that event.
Oh, I'm booking that one. That sounds great. Normally at the church, you get provided with cups of tea.
Yeah, not they're stepping up.
It's a game changer. Yes, absolutely. So we should just cover how people can book this. Where do they go to book all these tickets?
So you can book on our website, which is hayfestival.org, and all the details will be there. If you prefer to speak to somebody, you can call into our wonderful box office team who can talk through the whole process. You can do it in person in our office in Hay on Wye. So entirely up to you.
Super. And I will put a link in the show notes. So if somebody is unsure, just go to the show notes and you'll be able to find a link to book that there. If someone hasn't been to the Hay Festival before and they're perhaps a bit nervous, maybe going on their own, not sure what to expect, why would you say they should come?
Our audiences are so welcoming and engaged. Lots of people come on their own. You will make new friends. You might bump into people in the queue as you're going in. Everybody's, it's very inclusive. All of our events end up having Q&A sessions, so you have the opportunity to ask, you know, your favourite authors and speakers questions at the end of the sessions. Then there are book signings, so you can go and meet them. It's very friendly. It's very inclusive. There really is something for everybody, whether you want to bring your children to Matt Lucas, who is appearing with his new book, The Boy Who Slept Through Christmas. So there's family events and crafting through to politics, cookery, gardening. Really something for everybody.
Wonderful. I simply cannot wait. But Heather, we come to the final question, which is one we ask everybody on this podcast. So prepare yourself.
Okay.
And it is the most important one. And it is, what biscuit is powering the work as you book all these artists and wonderful events? What's your biscuit?
Do you know, it's terrible because the Hay Festival office always has biscuits and I have very little willpower. So yeah, biscuits are common and regular. I would say my favourite when they come through would probably be a chocolate hobnob.
Do you know they're very good from the freezer as well? That's something I've learned from doing this podcast. Yeah, straight from the freezer.
I shall try.
Game changer. It's just wonderful to talk to you and hear more about the winter weekend at the Hay Festival this year, running from the 23rd to the 26th of November. But tickets are available now. You can book them today. Just wonderful to talk to you. Heather Salisbury, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, I was excited before, but now I'm even more excited. I'm just going to be going and booking all the events. I won't be able to choose. I just want to see them all. But yeah, I do advise booking soon because certainly last year the tickets went fast. So get onto that and just enjoy Hay. I'll be back on Monday with my usual waffle. Well, the waffle's from me. The interesting chat will be from the authors I interview. And of course, there'll be some book reviews. Just look after yourselves and I'll see you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Quick Book Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.